to give you a pop quiz on the Lord's Supper. How well do you think you would do? How would you answer a question like, what is a sacrament? What is the Lord's Supper? How do you know that these things are true? What does it mean for you? And what does it mean for you in relation to other Christians? Maybe you feel like you do pretty well. Maybe you'd feel like you'd kind of struggle. But take heart, I'm not here to give you a quiz. I'm certainly not trying to shame anyone or to even make you think that you'd have to get 100% on such a test in order to take the Lord's Supper. Rather, it is good for us to be able to understand, as far as we can, what the supper is and what it is that we are doing here, so that we can take hold of God's promises and be strengthened in our faith in Him. So let's ask that first question then. What is a sacrament? Well, a sacrament is something that has three parts: a command, a promise, and a physical thing. First of all, there's the command. God tells us to do something. And second of all, there is the promise. God says He will do something. And the third thing is the physical thing. God attaches this command and this promise to something in the world. Put those three things together, and you have a sacrament. Take away even one of them, and you have nothing at all. Now, thinking it in this way, Christians, is helpful for us, because on the one hand, it prevents us from inventing sacraments, as if we could just say what we wanted to say and turn anything that we wanted into a promise of God. No, it is God who determines what is or what isn't a sacrament. It is based on His authority alone. But it's good also, on the other hand, because it gives us assurance in the promises that God has made. Because if I just made it up, how could I really truly know that this is what God wanted? How could I really truly know that this is what God was going to do? But rather, since it is from God, I can trust and have confidence in that promise. So all in all then, to answer our first question, what is a sacrament? We see that it has a command, a promise, and a physical thing. Now with that answer in mind, we can move on to our second question. What is the Lord's Supper? But let's listen first to what the Bible has to say in our gospel reading for tonight, starting in verse 26. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." So ask yourself, in that passage, what is the command? Well, we hear all kinds of command words there, words like take, eat, drink of it, all of you. But if you stop and think about it, they really all boil down to just one command. Take and eat this. Take and drink this. The words are different, but the basic command is the same. Second of all, then, in those words, what is the promise? Well, we see that especially towards the end, when Jesus says, "This is my blood, which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins." Do this, he says, and you will be forgiven. Not because of our own action. I mean, we're just doing what God tells us to do. But rather because of what we are receiving. Jesus says, "This is my body, this is my blood, and this blood has been poured out for the forgiveness of sins. This body has been given for you." So we have the promise of forgiveness, in what we are being given, that is the very body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in this sacrament. And third, then, what is the physical faith? Well, Jesus takes bread. He says, "This is my body given for you." And then he takes wine, and he says, "This is my blood which is shed for you." God attaches this command and this promise to these very ordinary things, to bread and to wine, so that through them we receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and find his mercy and forgiveness, just as he said. But all of those things, we might say, are pretty big claims. How do we really know that this is his body and blood? How do we really know that we are forgiven in this way? How can we be sure? Well, that's why our definition is so helpful, Christians. It shows that all of this comes from God and not from us. We hear his clear command and his clear promise in his word. So ultimately, it doesn't depend on me as the pastor, as if I said it and therefore it is true, because I can make mistakes as a pastor. Pastors are people just like anyone else. And it doesn't depend on our feelings either, as if I really feel close to Jesus and therefore it is true. Or I really feel that this is the Lord's Supper, and therefore it is true. I mean, my feelings change constantly. And I'm sure there are plenty of times when any of us could say that we come to the Lord's table and our feelings are not quite what they should be. So that's not it either. And it ultimately doesn't even depend on my faith, as if I believe it, and that's why it's true. Because my faith may waver. I may be plagued by doubts. And if faith was really a part of all of this, we would have four parts to the sacrament and not just three. No, all of this depends, Christians, on God and his word alone. God said it, therefore it is true. So whether the pastor is right or wrong, whether I feel it or not, whether I believe it or not, it is true, because it depends on God alone. But that brings us then to our fourth question. What does this mean for me? Well, we've seen already that on the one hand, it means that my sins are forgiven. And after all, that's what God promised. But it's more than just that. It's more than just forgiveness. Because as we hear in our epistle reading from 1 Corinthians 10, Paul says, "The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ?" A participation means that I am joined together in something. If I participate in an activity, for example, that means that I'm part of it. And this is why participation could also be translated as communion or partnership or even a joint ownership. It means holding something in common. So that if we participate in the body and blood of Jesus Christ in this sacrament, it means that we are joined to Jesus in it. We receive his body and blood, and therefore we are united with him. And if we're united with him in this way, it means we're also united with him in every way. United in the way that he talks, in the way that he thinks, in the way that he acts. So in the Lord's Supper, then, we are not only forgiven, but we are also made to be like Jesus, so that we may walk in a new life in him, holy and righteous, just as he is holy and righteous. Well, that leads us finally then to our last question. What does this mean for me in relationship to other Christians? Well, Paul goes on to say in verse 17, because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. So if I am joined to Christ through this sacrament, and you are also joined to Christ through this same sacrament, that means that we are also joined to one another. Through the Lord's Supper, we become one body in Him. And just as through this supper I become like Jesus in everything that I say and do, so also through this same supper, we become like Jesus in the way that we act toward one another, forgiving one another, building each other up, and bearing with one another. So I can't come to this sacrament then while ignoring my brother or refusing to forgive him. Because then not only would I be sinning against him, I'd be sinning against Christ himself. And nor can I come to this table and then join myself to some other body, because then I am tearing apart the body. I'm drinking two different cups. Rather, we are called to be one body in Christ. We are joined together into one in Him, so that in all things, in faith and in love, we participate in our one Lord, Jesus Christ. Therefore, Christians, as we gather this evening at the Lord's table, let us take hold of what God has said. Take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus has said it, and therefore it is true. And laying hold of this certain word, we as one body may be built up in faith until the day that we will enter into the marriage feast of the Lamb in His kingdom, which has no end. Let us pray. Father, forgive us our sins through the gift of your Son's body and blood, so that we may be like you in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.